Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin, Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. The third line says, the Gemara Amar of Huna Bachiyah Amar Shmuel Huchzak Chananya. The Halacha follows the opinion of Chananya that Oisav Es Benoi applies by the father as well, because Chananya's opinion is that Choshen Lezera Av. We also pay attention to the father, and since we pay attention to the father, that's why there's Oisav Benoi on the father's side as well. Says the Gemara, Ozda Shmuel Tamei. It says the Gemara, this opinion that we're learning now from Shmuel, we see somewhere else. The Tanan, the Mishnah, the Masechta Klayim, when it speaks about the Issa of Klayim, says, Yudai Mahanayladim Minasus, if you have children of a horse, Api Shavim Chamar, so these are mules whose mothers are horses and fathers are a donkey. You have two such animals, Vitarim Zeb Zeb. You have two animals that the mother is a horse and the father is a donkey. They can mate with each other, and there's no Issa Klayim, because obviously, whether we say Choshen Lezera Av, whether we don't say Choshen Lezera Av, it doesn't make a difference. These two animals are identical, so there's no reason why they can't mate together. Aval Noidun Min Chamor, where you have the father is a horse and the mother is a donkey. Imanoilim Nasus, where just the opposite, the mother is the horse and the father is the donkey, Asurim. Because maybe we don't look at the Zera Av, and we don't look at the Zera Av, we just look at the mother, so the two mothers are not the same. One has a mother who is a donkey, and one has a mother who is a horse. And if we only look at the mother, then we have to be concerned that they're different types of animals. Says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Dama ein choshen lezera av. Therefore, here we need to be concerned that they're not the same animal. They hold that all types of mules, it doesn't make a difference which is the father and which is the mother. They're all considered the same type of animal. Since they are all considered the same type of animal, that's why, since they're all considered the same type of animal, there's no problem. Says the Gemara, Machachamim. So Gemara wants to identify who exactly are the Chachamim that follow this opinion, that say that they're all the same. Says the Gemara, it follows the opinion of Chananya. Because as we're learning, the opinion of Chananya is, we look at both the father and the mother. And if we look at both, and we look at both the father and the mother, so when you look at them, they both have the same parents. They both have a parent that's a horse and a parent that's a donkey. And therefore, they're all one and the same. And since they're all one and the same, there is no problem of klayim. Says the Gemara, when we just learned that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, the ein choshen lezera av, so the Gemara tries to understand, what does that mean? Is the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the ein choshen lezera av, we could completely ignore the father, and therefore, the only thing that to take into consideration is, what is the mother? Adilma was the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He's not exactly sure. Svuki Mesapkele, he has a question, and that's why he's makbid. Ask the Gemara, what would be the practical nafkamina with the shay from knowing this? The Mishri Priyam Aim. What's going to be the situation where you have a mule whose mother is a horse and his father is a donkey? Can he be allowed to mate with a horse? If we say, if we say that we just look at the mother. So this animal and another horse are both the same. Priyam aim shari, because they're both, we're only looking at the mother, and both of them have mothers who are a horse. However, if we're going to say suki mesapkale, that there's a question how to look at this, then we're going to have to say priyam aim, where a mother is a horse, and the child has also donkey blood in him. So if we say choshel zerav, we're going to have to be machmer. What will be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Says the Gemara Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Mishnah teaches us. The truth is, the Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have said there's enough gemina regarding what is the sugya that we're learning regarding Isavis Benoi. But explain the Rishonim that since our Gemara is, as we're learning and going to continue learning, very focused on the halachas of klayim, so when the Gemara wants to bring a nafkamina, the Gemara is going to bring a nafkamina which is related to halachas klayim. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Mikola no lodem nesus, wherever you have a situation that the mother is a horse, al pi shavir chamar, even in a case where a mother, even in a case where the father's a donkey, mitaron zebezeh, the halacha is that the halacha will teach us that we will look on, that the halacha teaches us that we look only at the mother. Hechidami. So says the Gemara, what does it mean? Ilam devud hai chamav avud hai chamar, that they both have the lineage, that the father's a donkey and the mother's a horse. So these two animals are permitted with each other. Tzrich lemeimer, they are the exact same. And they're exact same, there's no issue. El alav, what must be the situation? Davu dehai sus, one's father is a horse. Davu dehai chamor, and one's father is a horse, and therefore that one is completely a horse. Both his father and mother are horses, and one of them has a father who's a donkey and mother who's a horse, which makes him into a mule. And the question is, do we look that at the mothers only? And therefore, since both the mothers are the same, we don't have a problem? Or do we take in consideration l'chumra, the father? And v'ktani, and says the Gemara that the Mishnah says mutarim zeh mizeh. Alma, so obviously, what is the Mishnah teaching us? That the only thing we look at is the mother. Because if we would, as we just finished explaining, it would take into consideration the father, then we would have a problem. Says the Gemara, Loyl. Loylam, the case of the Mishnah, the Avud HaHaychamav, Avud HaHaychamar. Both of them's father is a donkey, and both of them, their mother is a horse. But then we said, with the comrades, so then we asked Srich Lameima, if that is the case of that Mishnah, of course the halacha ought to be that there's no shayla. Answers the Gemara, Ma detem osu tzad sus, mishtamish b'tzad chamor, that since they are a combination, each one of these animals is a combination of a horse and a donkey. So when they're mating, the horse part is connecting to the donkey part and vice versa. V'tzad chamor mishtamish b'tzad chosos, k'mashmon, we're not concerned. So, of course, there's a very famous Gemara throughout Shas that the Gemara speaks about somebody who's a chetzi eved, the chetzi ben chayrim, somebody who's 50% eved and 50% not eved. And the Gemara says that this individual has a real issue. Lisa shifcheni yachal, he can't marry Shifcha Kananis because he's half free. Lisa ben Chayrim Yafshar, and he can't marry a free person because he's 50% an Evid. And that's why the Gemara says we force the owner to free him and he owes him that money. So we see that when somebody is half and half, we keep each half distinct. Yet in our Gemara, we said that when you have each one of these, one is a half horse, half donkey and one is half horse, half donkey, they're considered the same. So I saw that the Shail Sechuvis Oynig Yontif asked this question, and he says a beautiful explanation. He says that the animal that we're speaking about was that way from the beginning. So that's why we say that that's considered either a horse, either a donkey, or either both, a mule. But whatever we're going to call it, whatever we're going to call it, it's really what Dalocha said. It's really what Dalocha means to say, that they're mutter with each other because they're identical. But when we start with a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim, they didn't start off one and the same. They actually started off as two different meaning. Now they he was an Eved, and now they became a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim. There we can't apply this concept. Tashma. So the Gemara again wants to try to understand when Rabbi Yehuda says we're not concerned about the father. What does the halacha mean to say? Does it mean that we entirely disregard the father, or we're choshed about the father? We're choshed about the father l'chumra. Tashma says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us. Rabbi Yehuda meparda shetava. If you have a mule that wants to mate. The only thing it may mate with is not with a donkey, not with a horse, only with another mule. It says the Gemara, if we are saying that the only thing we consider is the mother, so this mule should be allowed to mate with a horse. If the mother's a horse, then and we only consider the mother, so then the halacha is that that's all that we should be concerned about. So the Gemara didn't mean the imamahi. This Bryce is referring to a situation where we don't know what the mother was. Indeed, the Bryce is suggesting that if we knew what the mother was, even the mother isn't a mule, it would be fine, but we don't know exactly what the mother is. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that? The Bryce says, we know what it is. We know what the mother was. Hachikama, says the Gemara, what the Braisa meant to say is, Rabbi Yehuda means to say, we can't let a mate with a horse. We can't let a mate with a donkey. We don't know who a mother is. And since we don't know what the mother is, so if we knew, so we can let her mate with whatever her mother was, but we just don't know. But ask the Gemara, there's a way to tell if the mother was a horse or a donkey. Dom Rabaya, what is the way to know? Avikolo, if it has a thick sound, bar chamra, that means the mother was a donkey. Snifkolo, if it's a sharper voice, basusya, the mother was a horse. Amra papa, ravven uzday, the Gemara gives other simonim. If it has big ears, the zutrasi ganufse, and it has a short tail, bachamra, that means the mother was a donkey. Zutran one, if it has shorter ears, the rabbi ganufse, and a longer tail, basusya. So why are we saying that we don't know who the mother was? If Rabbi Yehuda holds that all I need to look at is the mother, there's a way to tell what the mother is. Says Mar Hakamai Skinen be ilmus for gidmus. We're talking about animal. The mother doesn't have a voice and doesn't have tail and ears. So then that's not a way to tell. So given that answer, we still don't know what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Does he completely disregard the Zera'av, or is he machmer? My havalah. What is the halacha? Toshma says the Gemara Dam Rav Huna Bereid Rishua. Hakam Moedim Bepri Imaim. Everybody agrees that if the mother is a horse and the father is a donkey, that she can't have relations. That then they can't mate with a pure horse. Shmamina. So we see that it wasn't clear to Rabbi Yehuda how to look at the Shaila. Svuki Besapkale. Rabbi Yehuda was not quite clear. And that's why even though he's been saying ein choshen l'zera av, that's only if it's going to result in a kula. But if it's going to result in a chumra, he's going to hold that choshen l'zera av. So our Gemara just gave us three simonim who had to determine what the mother was, a donkey or a horse. But we just paskened that ain't choshen l'zera av, but we said we have to be careful, as the Gemara is going to tell us, to know who they were. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia talks about simonim, and the Gemara discusses, can we rely on simonim, on identifying marks or not? Because the question is, if somebody lost something, can we rely on simonim to say that this belonged to me? Can we rely on simonim that if somebody's husband isn't here and we could only recognize the body through simonim? So we see, says our Gemara, that we relied on simonim regarding klayim. It's a raya that simonim is deraisa. The Masas Binyamin says that when we speak about simonim, then the halacha of simonim, for example, on the case that we just spoke about, that there are many simonim on the body of this person, then we can rely on it. Just to say based on one simon is not actually correct. So now the question is, if that's the case, that there's a difference in halacha between a number of simonim and one simon, so we just learned that mules have multiple simonim, but which to determine their maternity. So that's why we can rely on it. So why are we saying simonim deraisa? It may well be that simonim are not deraisa. This was different because it has many simonim. So Rekiva answers that the Gemara doesn't mean that you have to look at all three simonim. What the Gemara meant to say was that even one simon is adequate to make this determination. The Beis Yitzchak says that, in fact, that the ears and the tails, the Gemara sort of connected those simonim. And since the Gemara connected those simonim, what the Gemara meant to say is that it's really one simon and not to look at as many simonim. So indeed begins the Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba L'Shamai, K'miasli K'dusi B'Rispik. When you put mules on the wagon that I'm riding on, Ayin L'Hanach T'Dam L'Hadi, make sure that the two mules that are riding this animal are the same, based on the simonim we just discussed. Alma Kesavar, obviously his opinion is, Dein Choshen L'Zera Av, because if he's concerned about the Zera Av, then whenever we look at a mule, there's a father and a mother, one is a horse and one is a donkey. It seems that this Gemara is teaching us that we only look at the Zera Aim. And it seems why, it's explained the Rishonim, because we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Choshen L'Zera Av. But that's difficult, because as we're speaking about our perek has been speaking about the Isser of Isis Benoit, and speaking about, are we Choshen L'Zera Av when we speak about Elsa Es Benoit? And why over here are we machmer? So I saw that the Rishonim already suggest that even if we treat Oises Benoi like with Choshen L'Zera Av, that doesn't necessarily pertain to other animals. But we see from here also, as we just said, that his opinion obviously is that Simonim Adaraisa, that we could rely on Simonim. Because if we couldn't rely on Simonim, why is he telling him, check that they look the same? We can't rely on Simonim. So it's a raya, as we just finished explaining, that Simonim, as we just said, it really represents even just one simon, that even just one simon is reliable. Tana Rabbanan Oisves B'nai Noig, the Klayim, or B'Koi. The Din of Oisves B'nai applies both by climb and by koi. Rabbi Elazar, climb above min eiz min arochel. When you have an animal which is a combination of a goat and a sheep, oisav es benoi noig boy. Koi, when we speak about a koi, and the Gemara will, of course, drill down into this question, there ain't oisav es benoi noig boy, there it doesn't apply. Omer of Chizda. So Rav Chizda immediately points out, what is the koi, which is the subject of the machlokes of Rav Elazar Chachamim? Says the marzeh haba min atayish. Atayish is a goat. Min atzivya, a combination of a goat and a deer. And the Gemara drills down further. Hechidam, exactly what are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Elam, if we'll suggest we're talking about atayish haba atzivya, where the goat was the father and the deer was the mother of Yalda, the kashachad la bara, and was shechting the deer and her son, asked the was shechting this animal, which is a combination of the goat and the deer, on the same, was shechting the tzivya on the same day as was shechting the animal that was produced by her mating with the goat. Says my v'amar rif chazak l'maydim, he tzivya, that if the mother is a chaya, a deer, or benoit tayish, and the son is a goat, that there's part that there's no din of Isis benoi. Why? Because se ubenoam rachmana. When the Torah speaks about the is of Isis benoi, it speaks about a se, for loit tzvia benoi. So if the mother is a tzivya, there's no question that there's no Isis benoi. Rather, what must be the case? But tzvia habal tiyashiv yolda. The father is the deer, the mother is the goat, and they had a baby. For Kashachla Lebron was shechting the mother and the baby the same day. Ask the Gemara, everybody knows that if the father, that if she's a goat and the mother is a deer, shechayiv. Because we look at the mother, a mother's a full-fledged goat, some se omer rachmana, as long as she's a se, even though the benar is not necessarily a se, it's already oisav es benar. So what is the case that we're speaking about? It says, we're talking about a goat and a tzivya. The Yoldabas, and they had a daughter, Ubas Yoldabed, and they had a son, the Kashachala, and was shechting the mother of this koi, and the son, the was shechting the daughter of this koi with her son. Rabban Savri, Rabbanah of the opinion, Chayshin Lazara Av, that we look at the father, and she's partially there for a chaya, because she's the daughter of a tzivya and a tayish, and therefore the Torah says seva fil mitzase, and therefore the daughter of this mating is also considered mitzase. We don't look at it, and seva fil mitzase lo yamrinan, and therefore there's no behemah involved, and therefore the halach is that it's not considered mitzase because we don't look at the zera'av. Ask the Gemara, why did we have to add the dimension of seh and mitzvah seh into this discussion? We could have just said that what is their machloikis connected to? For Liflik, that they're arguing over the issue of a chashin lezerah, but look at the Chananya Rabbanon. Do we take in consideration the father or not? Recham hold, we do, and therefore we have a problem, and the Rabbanon, the Rav Elazar says we don't. Answers the Gemara. E pligi behi, if we said that that was the entire extent of the machloikis about choshen lezerav or not, avmino, I feel b'har b'rim meida. Rabbanan will agree that there's no is of oisves benoi. The seva feel mitzaseh loyim rinan. And therefore, even if we look at the father, but we only look if the parents are complete seh, and here the parents are not complete seh, Kamashmon, that part of the Rabbanon's thinking, is that they also hold that sev amifil mekseseh. There's halacha that we're going to learn, the halacha of kisui adam. The kisui adam, that when we shech the bird or a chaya, the halacha is we have to cover the blood with earth. As the Torah says, "Vishish b'nei Yisrael manegera go b'soichem ashiyotzut tzayit chayef oifesh yoichol v'shofech hasdamim v'chisa ba'ofer." So we see that this halach only applies by chayiv ha'oif, not by a behema. Even though, as we've learned, point out to Rishonim, so many times the chayiv b'chal behema and behema b'chal chaya, over here, the Torah says that the Torah says l'sechlenu al aris tishpechenu kamayim, that there is sometimes that the blood is spilled without covering the blood of a behema. But then there's a question. Of course, we know l'tzorich ha'echel nefesh, we could shecht a chay v'oif b'yontif. But the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Beah quotes a machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the halacha of kisei adam. Beis Shammai's opinion is that we could shecht such a chay v'oif on yontif and cover it, and covered with earth. Beis Hillel hold that unless we had earth prepared from before yontif, we can't shecht it. We can't shecht on yontif. Beis Hillel does agree that if somebody didn't ask us and he shechted a chay v'oif on yontif, he should cover that. He could cover it. Moreover, the Gemara over there explains that if the earth, if you have soft earth, even Beis Hillel will agree you could use it for covering. Beis Hillel will agree you could use ash for covering. But the issue we're going to be discussing is when we're shechting something and we don't know if it's a chayu or a oif. So the halacha is koyein shechten as a b'yontif. We don't know, is it a chaya and kisui adam is required, or is it a behema and kisui adam is not required, and therefore we can't move earth shaloi l'tzorich. We can't move earth shaloi l'tzorich on yontif. One is, if we prepared it, why is it called muksa? Some say it's only prepared for when it's required. Others say that it wasn't prepared only for that purpose when it's required. Vim shachtoi, and if somebody did shecht the koyin yontif, ein b'chayis estamim, we don't do kisui adam b'mai. And as we said, even if you had prepared earth. Another question is b'mai eskin, what is that koy? Ilayim b'tayish, the father is a goat, abal tzivy, and the mother is a deer, v'yolda. So the Gemara, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbelezer, according to both Rabbanan and Rabbelezer, the Rabbanan who are choshen l'zerav, and Rabbelezer who's not choshen l'zerav, the halacha should be lishav v'lichsi. Because if you hold that ain't choshen l'zerav, so this baby is a full-fledged tzivya. And even the chachamah hold choshen l'zerav, still, the mother is certainly a tzvi, a deer, and the Rabbanan will hold tzvi, I feel a mixed tzvi. So this baby certainly is somewhat of a deer, so why should we recover it? Ella, what must be the case? B'tzvi abal t'yosha, the father's the deer, and the mother's the goat, the yolda, and now they have a bay. Il Rabbanan, if according to Rabbanan, that hold choshin l'zara'av, so the father's a tzvi. So the halach should be lisha v'lischi. V'li l'rabbelezer, who holds that we don't hold Eichash L'Zarav, then Lishcha V'Lay Lishcha. We only look at the mother, and the mother is a behema. So there's no suffix. And the Gemara seems to be saying that because we shechted this animal, we have a suffix and we don't know what to do. But according to both opinions that we now stated, there is no room for a suffix. Answers the Gemara, Lo Yilam B'Tzvi Abal T'Yosha. We are talking about that the father is a tzvi and the mother is a goat. And they're not sure how to look at this. Do we pay attention to the father or do we not pay attention to the father? And therefore, we should not check such an animal yontif because we don't know how to treat it like a chaya or not. Says the Gemara. So since we're learning now that Rabbanan have this question, if we are chosh l'zera'av, it's obvious to Rabbi Lezer and says that there's no oisav espanoi, Rabbi Lezer said at the beginning of this Amid, that there's no oisav espanoi by koi, pshitalei, it's obvious that Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that ein chosh l'zera'av, we disregard the father. Ask the Marahad, Tanya, has royal chayv a keva, those are the matnas kahuna that are given to the kohen. The hagim b'koyu b'klayim. They apply both by a kohen and klayim. Rabbi Elazar ma klayim abo min ha'ezim min ha'rochel. If we have klayim, that if we have a animal that is a mixture, and we have an animal that's a mixture of a set of a seh and a goat, then the halacha is klayim abominezer rochel from a goat and a sheep chayim in a tanis. But the child of a by a koi is part of a tanis. Says the Mamaiskin again. Who is this koi? Ilam v'taish about sevi v'yoldo that the father is a taish and the mother is a deer. Bishlam Rebbe Elazar amu kusover seva fil mixasel loyam rinan. The koi to Rebbe Elazar says we don't a mixer says not chayiv. So therefore, it's understandable. Because there's no mixus behemoth here. It has to be a whole behemoth to have matas kuna. El Rabbanan, nek, said that their opinion is that even a mixus says considered a seh. So bishlam aloyav, have aloyagalay. He doesn't have to give 40% because even for chosh lezerav, the zerav is not more than 50%. So you wouldn't have to give more than 50%. And either palga, why? Would we have to give? Why would we have to give them? We're not sure if we say Choshen Lezerav. Lema Eiserayt. So the mother that's a chaya, there's no question that we're going to have to give Matnas Kuna because 50% is a behema. But the father chaya. Lamely may it's right the chayshin lazara avishkol ella but tzvi abal tiyosha. We're talking about the father's the tzvi and the mother's the tiyosha. Bishlam rabbanon. So the rabbanon not sure we say chayshin lazara av or not. So my chay we pay chatzim matanos because we say as follows: if we look at only that the mother, we should have to give 100% because the mother is a goat. If we're going to look at the father. So we still only have to give 50%. Or maybe if we ignore the father, we would have to give 100%. So since you can't say definitively that we do or don't look at the father, we give 50%. El Rebeleza, but according to Rebeleza, it says, Ei choshen lezerav. And the mother is a goat, so the halacha ought to be, asked the Gemara, that you should have to give, l'chai b'kulei, we should have to give like a regular animal, because the mother is an animal. Says the Gemara, we're speaking about Tzvi Abol Tiyosha. The father is a chaya, the mother is a behema. The yolda, verbaleza, nami suki misapkele. And now the Gemara is sort of retracting for everything we've been learning. And verbaleza also is not sure if we say choshen lezera av or not. And that's why, since verbaleza has the same halacha, that's why verbaleza will agree, since we're not sure. That's why Rebbe Elazar will take that into consideration. And the Gemara, Mitzvah Shema, tomorrow's shir, will explain, so how does this translate l'alocha l'maisa? Says the Gemara, but now if we're saying, v'kim ed Rabbanan m'sapkalehu, Rebbe Elazar m'sapkalehu, both Rabbanan and Rebbe Elazar have the same position, that we're not sure what Choshen Lezerav or not, but my plea, what is the machlokes? Says the Gemara, the machlokes is not by choshen lezerav. The machlokes is regarding the other statement we learned of a seva filo mixasa. Rabbanan sa'avri seva filo mixasa. The Rabbanan hold that we say seva filo mixasa. Rabbi Elazar says se v'loy mixasa. I saw a very nice word in the Sefer Paradis Yosef. Se v'filo mixasa. That we learn from here that a person who works for the tzibur, a person who works for the klal, is not supposed to think about himself. He's supposed to think that I'm here for the benefit of the tzibur. And that's what he says. The pasuk says, "V'kol adam lo yeh ba'ol ma'id b'vayel l'kodesh." Nothing else. Your adam, your private issues, should not be part of the consideration b'vayel ol kodesh when you're doing the avodas Hashem. V'kol adam. Says the Gemara, and we're learning that Adam v'afilu mixas Adam. Not only should your your expectations and your goal be completely l'shem shemayim, but even not even partially should you have anything else in mind. So here we've been learning in our shir very significantly about two different types of animals that are combined. And it's going to continue in our coming shiurim. And the question is, when we have a fruit that is made by two different, by combining two different fruits, what's the halacha about making a baruch of shechiyanu? And the paiskim say that even though we're allowed to eat such a fruit, but we shouldn't make a bracha shachiyanu over something that wasn't correct in doing it. Even though the halacha is that the din of klayim of mixing fruits is a din that only applies by Klai Yisrael and not by the Nachrim, still I saw that the paiskim say that since this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly is dissatisfied with, we don't make a bracha. So it's interesting to point out there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, or Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Nun Ches, about making a bracha, a shechiyanu, or a nectarine. So interestingly enough, the Ramosha is working with the assumption that a nectarine is a combination of a plum and a peach. I've actually seen that there are those that suggest that a nectarine is just a type of a peach. It's not the same two different fruits. And the question is, do you make a shechiyanu? And the Mishnah Berurah says that you do make a shechiyanu. But there are many that disagree that, as we just said, of course, it's important to say this, the best thing to do would be to take two different fruits, if it's a combination of a plum and a peach, make a shechiyanu on the plum, and make a shechiyanu on the peach. However, what happens if you don't have a plum and a peach, and you want to make a shechiyanu on the nectarine? That, do you make that bracha? And moreover, Ramosha has a new consideration, because the consideration, which is going to become even stronger in tomorrow's shir, is that maybe it's considered a new beria. Maybe it's considered a new type of fruit. And therefore, since it's considered a new type of fruit, the plum and peach will not help for that. So Ramosha says that since the plum and peach, the nectarine comes from two different minim, maybe we should not make the shechiyanu. But Ramosha then says that why do we make a shechiyanu when we eat a fruit? It says the reason we make a shechiyanu when we eat a fruit, a new fruit, that it's a simcha. And that simcha applies no matter how that fruit was created. So then he says that the halacha is that we should not make a shechiyanu on this fruit. Going back to the svara that we said before, since this fruit was created by mixing two other fruits, which is what the Torah doesn't want, and therefore we shouldn't make a fruit on something that was done the wrong way. Our sugya has been so focused on the sugya of Choshen L'Zera'av or Ein Choshen L'Zera'av. There's a very important question that the Paiskim discuss when we're davening for somebody who needs a refuah shleima or whatever. Do we mention the father's name of this person or the mother's name of the person? And the minhag ha'olam is that we mention the mother's name. And there are many reasons given. One reason is the pasuk says, Ani avdecha b'remasecha. So we see that David HaMelech, when he teaches us the halacha of tefillah, says we should mention Ben HaMasecha. Another reason is that because you could have a situation where a Nachri is the father and a Yisraelis is the mother, and the child is considered a full-fledged Jew. But we can't mention his father's name. He's not a member of Klal Yisrael. Another reason is that, of course, the Gemara says we always say that we are confident that who we believe is our father is our father. But really, we don't know for sure. The mother, we know for sure, as the father, as your mother. And therefore, when we're davening, we want to be 100% clear, we mention the mother. Another pshat that I saw is that the father, the mother, is potter, is exempt from mitzvah sesachus man grama. The mother is exempt from Talmud Torah. The father is not exempt. When we're davening for somebody and that person needs chusim, it doesn't make sense to use the name of somebody who maybe doesn't have the chusim. But the mother who doesn't have these issues, it makes more sense, perhaps, to mention the mother's name. Having given all these reasons why when we're davening for somebody, we mention the mother's name, not the father's name, the minhag, however, is that we write on a matseva the father's name. Even by a woman, we write the father's name. There's different minhagim. That's the minhag by Ashkenazim. Apparently, the minhag by Sfardim is that they do write the mother's name. And even by Ashkenazim, even if on the top of the matseva, when they're writing the name of the nifter, they write his name, then his father's name. But when we get somewhere down on the bottom of the mitzvah, many Ashkenazim, Chassidim, have the minhag they write b'shem imoy, what was the name of his mother.